Well, hello everyone. Welcome to session four of Ascending Masters. We are excited to be with everyone. Melanie, you want to say hello?
Hello and happy 5/5 portal day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep, that's what's going on.
Echo the Mayo.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't really have any announcements. We're going to take a little sabbatical here for about a month until, what is it?
June the 9th.
Till the 9th.
Colleen has a message saying she doesn't have any video and she's muted.
Well, yeah, everybody's muted when they log in, yeah?
I'm just telling you what the message says.
Oh, okay. Okay.
When was the next meeting?
June the 9th.
June 9th.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else have anything that they need to talk about?
If Colleen's having video issues, that's on her end. That's not on your end, Joan. So just thought I'd put that out there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Melanie, you want to get us started?
Oh, we will do it. Okay. So if you're not muted, go ahead and do so. So let's gather in our cosmic crystalline temple of light. And please acknowledge all of the non-physical members who are present today. Bring your light frequency into coherence with the increase in the frequencies of the light temple that have occurred, preparing us for this session. So from the center of who you are, with your in-breath, inhale the essence of balance. Hold and release that essence into your unified field as you exhale. Inhale the essence of harmony. Hold it. And release the essence of harmony into your unified field. And once more, inhale the frequency of balance. And exhale. Inhale the frequency of harmony. And exhale. Balance and harmony are two key light frequencies that you are encouraged to remember and keep in present time. Both will provide support as we continue this ascension process for the remainder of this year. And in maintaining alignment with the established protocols, please receive this invitation to be in receptive mode for all that will be offered throughout this session. So with balance and harmony and in appreciation, we will open our session.
Thank you, Melanie. So to open our session, Melanie and I would like to discuss a few basic concepts with you. There were a lot of energetic upgrades that took place in our last session, that opened a pathway to our ascension that we could not have even imagined. We would like to discuss with you the meaning of three words that Master Kutumi used in our last session. Um, that you, and you've probably heard of them before. So let's take the first word of transformation. That word really doesn't need explaining because you are all aware that our entire group has been transforming ourselves day by day, year by year. We have been healing our mental emotional bodies by using the rays of creation and the triadic system. So this is the path that we have been on before entering the Ascended Master teaching series. In the last 2 years, much has changed. As we gathered in the third segment of Ascending Masters, we have entered a massive energy field of transcendence and ascension. According to the dictionary, to transcend is to rise above the norm, rise above the normal material limitation. There's no need to tell you what the meaning of the word ascension is because we all have aspired to that for some time now. These concepts of transformation, transcendence, and ascension are actually energetic templates that create a unified, coherent pathway. These refined ascension energies are important energetic templates. Each one of the concepts of transformation, transcendence, and ascension provides a specific energetic template that helps us maintain and increase our light frequency exponentially. It assists us in processing the complexity of spiritual thought. We have entered a new realm of being, and there are no words for us to fully describe our evolution. The energetics are so refined that you are only required to embrace and integrate what is now manifesting. These are very exciting times that we now find ourselves energetically, especially. Milena, would you like to talk about what you have observed?
And I'd like to add one thing to what Joan said about those three concepts of transformation, transcendence, and ascension. We are constantly in one, two, or three of those simultaneously. So you're experiencing a lot of things at one time. And I think it's helpful because we're changing so much so quickly. It's helpful sometimes, particularly when there are a lot of energetics come in, to sometimes say, okay, now I am transforming as I'm transcending, as we're preparing for ascension, and kind of know where you are in that strata. I find helpful because it is massive and those frequencies are massive. But so I just wanted to add that.
Okay.
So in our last session, as Kathumi was finishing up his transmission, I observed a second energetic block of energetics coming in that was separate from the holographic upgraded imprint that he had helped us set in play. And I watched the second thing coming in, and I was trying to figure out, well, what is that? I understood immediately that it was from Andromeda as well, but I didn't know exactly what it was signifying. Anyway, I couldn't stay with it very long because he was finishing up and it was time for my segment, so I had to leave that to refocus. But just for a really quick momentary glance, I was aware that of this massive energetic block coming in my field. And as I looked at all of you within our temple, sitting in our section, each one of you had one of these massive blocks of energetics. and that was coming into your field. So I had to leave that there. And when we finished the session, I went back in to look at what it was. And what we received was a massively upgraded block of quantum light geometries. I'm going to cover my camera so you can see this graph behind me. Camera covered. Okay. And this particular graphic is, this geometric form is a hypercube. And I really like the graphic itself, but the hypercube, this kind of gives you a very basic beginning idea of the multiplicity of the geometries you're playing in. Can you see all those different cubes? And they continue to build and to build and to build. So we absolutely are not limited by the cube. I'm using this graphic because to make the point that where we are is in the geometries we're playing in are this and so much more. So I do not want you guys to run out when we get off the call and go to the web and search for hours about hypercubes, okay, and get in your rational mind, because our application is not anything you're going to find on the internet, all right? So why is this important for you to know? Because this is the organizing framework that everything we're doing is being built on. You know, as our fields and everything about us are changing with every session. So this gives you a little bit more information about what else is occurring in your field as you are receiving all of these massive energetics and downloads. And this is occurring. So tomorrow, I will post a link for a video on our Facebook page for you, that I came across, and you know, I think it's really cool. And you can watch a cube coming in and it transformed from one dimension all the way to 12th dimension. And you can see the complexities of that, which is just, even the caption says it's kind of mind blowing, and it is. And I don't know if those of you who saw Deanna's graphics she posted the last day or two, it's a wonderful representation of the hypercube. And she posted that without knowing we were going to have this discussion today. So we're all right in sync.
So yeah, it's amazing how this group is so now merged and coherent within these teachings, that everybody is having their own unique experience, but yet we're all intertwined in this massive process of ascension. So things come up for the individuals that pertain to either coming teachings or teachings that we were are just about to present. So there is at this quantum level, from the way I see it, there is a multiple of states of consciousness that we're able to tap into at that quantum collective level. Do you have anything else, Melinda, you want to talk about that?
Noel, that's all with that. I'm just going to leave that with you. And like I said, this was just to give you some points of reference, because we haven't talked about geometries in a really long time.
Right.
But moving on to the next thing. As we said earlier, our next meeting will be on June 9th. And over the next month, until we meet again, there will be some instructions for you to follow. So instead of voicing them at the end of the session, as I normally do, or we normally do, I will also post those on the Facebook page tomorrow. And the reason for this is we will be building the energetics in these next two segments coming up. And by the end of today's session, we want to leave you sitting within a certain set of frequencies. And I do not want to interrupt your process or where you are. by giving you any kinds of instructions. So once we are complete today, we will quietly close the session by just ending the Zoom call. Okay? So I'll turn this over to Joan now.
Okay. Give me a moment. We are the Council of 12. We are here to present some very important information and energetics to you. Master Kutumi comes to the forefront of this transmission because he was given the duty as a master teacher to assist those humans who were preparing for their ascension. He continually transmitted the light frequencies and concepts of the transformative triadic system. So he has stepped to the forefront of this council to support this fuller transmission in ways that the human counterparts of this council can receive and use them. So it is that we are the full council of 12 transmitting to you today, but it is also individual collective streams of consciousness that are very valid in this moment of this transmission. So this alone is teaching you the massiveness of this council of which you are a member. We have come to the juncture in our transformation, in your transformation, your transcendence, and your ascension process, that we must begin to communicate another level of concepts and energetics that begin with the Ark of the Covenant. The new light energetics are another iteration of the Christed Matrix. They provide a smooth transcendence from your present state of being and what you presently know about yourself and your energetics into a much more refined state of being. Now, before we continue, let us make very clear that you have been asked to draw from the original Christed Matrix that was put in play when the Earth was created as a Christed planet that had some semblance of form. Now, this is important for you to recognize because the current part of the Christed Matrix that is being used by the collective who are still functioning in third, fourth, and fifth dimensions are using a portion of that original Christed Matrix. But you now, because of the status of your energetic system and your state of consciousness, you are able to draw from the vastness of that 12th dimensional Christed Matrix. These refined energetics, sentient energies, will not replace the present energetic configuration, so that those who wish to still function in the third, fourth, or beginning stages of fifth dimension can use them. So you will have a coherent and smooth use of this Christed matrix in two different states of energetic consciousness. Be aware that these new energetics are so immense and refined that it is very easy for you to go into a state of unconsciousness. So during these conversations, stay alert, ground yourself often. It is your duty as a member of this council to bring these energies into your body in some semblance of form so that they are usable in your creation of the light template that you are laying down for those souls coming after you into this physical plane. Let us begin with the third and fourth triads and the present iteration of these triads. The third and fourth triads are massive energetic systems that change your perception of the meaning of transcendence. And remembering that you are a creative aspect of your spirit that has no limit. We assisted you by creating segue energetic formats that open your consciousness and refine your energetic system. Take a deep breath. You can feel the energies already building. Currently, you know that the Ark of the Covenant sits at the apex of the fourth triad. The seventh dimensional light prism had also been held here, as well as the eighth dimensional light template. The light frequencies that you can draw from the undifferentiated light are of a much different frequency range and coherency than ever before, because you can draw in undifferentiated light that facilitates your ability to maintain the seventh and eighth dimensional states of consciousness of your soul spirit. The arc begins your ascension process. Here are some valuable points of reference that we once again place in your field of awareness. The Ark of the Covenant was woven into the third triad's thousand petal lotus and the entire third triad. The golden chalice provides a segue point between the second and the third triads. It is filled with golden liquid light and sits at the base of the medulla oblongata, where it can be drawn from continually through the second triad that spins at a much higher velocity and light frequency. The golden frequency of the golden chalice also emanates electrical charges from the Ark of the Covenant. It alters the way thought is thought and processed. These electrical charges have an equilibrium within them, already built into them because of the unlocking of the sixth and seventh dimensional time locks. All four triads become one massive spinning vortex of creative light. So you can see how important these segue points that we have put in play in the last two sessions. These segue points are very important. all four triads become one massive spinning vortex of creative light. When all of these energetic systems are put in play, they allow you to create light as you were intended at the beginning when your spirit was created. You are also capable of creating form within form and experiencing form in its refined dimensional emanations. The key to this is the complete functioning of the seven light packets and the master packet. The full use of the seven light packets and the master packet affects the chakra system's higher function through the DNA strands that were placed there. Now let us proceed with an accelerated holographic block of energetic light frequency and concepts. Take a deep breath and be present and alert. Focus your attention on the fourth triad, where the Ark of the Covenant presently resides. Take a deep breath. Watch what is happening. As the new Ascension Light Template energies begin to manifest and transmute the Ark of the Covenant that you have previously known into a massive creative system that is part of the original Christed Matrix. Observe the brilliant and magnificent light that is now present in this moment. Take a deep breath. Stay conscious. Breathe. Conscious and alert. Are you present in your body? Grounded in your earth chakras and your earth star? Voice to yourself your answer. Deep breath. This is a massive block of energy relating to the Ark of the Covenant and the original Christed Matrix. Let us continue. Now, in this present moment, observe how the fourth triad has been held in the quadratic configuration of the magenta diamond. Deep breath, conscious and alert. This multidimensional magenta diamond is now constantly emanating the concepts of transformation, transcendence, and ascension. This massive holographic energetic block of your ascension mechanism is continually kept in play by the luminous ones, Anrota, Sarazan, Tuame, and Meku. They very slowly infuse the quadratic dimensional magenta diamond with the platinum ray of ascension. Take a deep breath. Another breath. The whole triadic system is changed in its function and its frequency through the presence of the eighth dimensional light template. You, in your present body, cannot draw the new complete energetics of the 12th dimensional Christed matrix. It will come into your energetic system in a step-down version of the 8th dimensional light template, which sits in your unified field and can be continually drawn from. These new 12th dimensional light iterations of the Christed matrix are beyond your language and definition. They must be experienced and integrated so you will know them intimately. This will take some time. Perhaps a few years to fully integrate them properly. But we assure you that you will be fully complete in your ascension preparation before you leave your present body. Take a breath. Be present and be aware. There is more. Another breath. Get yourself grounded. Be alert so we can continue.
Take another breath. As these major transformations are taking place, in session 3, with the reconfiguration and recalibrations, we transformed the fourth triad into the pathway of prismatic light. As you are incorporating and receiving the frequencies of the additional energetic changes that you have just done, we will continue building this pathway. As was previously mentioned, all four triads function as a unified spinning vortex of light. And with the basic understanding of the hypercube and the new hypergeometries now coming into play, we will dive into those hypergeometries and become laser focused on certain internal layers of the matrix being created. And we will begin with what we have known as the third and fourth triads. With the 9th, 10th, and 11th DNA strands reconnected to the corresponding energy centers, this has enabled the third and fourth triads to now function as one vast and fused unified path of light. So we will no longer speak of them as separate triads other than as reference points. The functioning as one unified field of massive light Observe now as this merged segment lights up and the pathway of prismatic light is expanded. You have, in fact, lit up for the first time the pathway of ascension for yourself and within the Ascension Template. This is monumental. From this point forward, it will remain permanently lit until it is no longer needed. And as you continue your ascension journey in this body, you will only need to place your attention here. Even in those times, and maybe especially in those times, when your vibrations may temporarily fall, look for this pathway of light. It is a part of you. You're always on it, and you will be always on it, unless you choose to step off. So let us begin now referring to this as the Ascension Pathway of Illumination. Take a breath. Now from the center of your eighth dimensional crystalline sacred heart, place your attention on your eighth dimensional field of light, which is anchored at the apex of the Ascension Pathway of Illumination. Now, the eighth dimensional field of light is further enhancing the pathway of illumination with the luminous light of the eighth dimension. Your personal eighth dimensional field of light surrounds your entire toroidal unified field. And this field of light has been holding the eighth dimensional frequencies stably and coherently for you since you opened the time lock and anchored it at our 2022 light conference. You are already aware that it is your personal portal that your soul will utilize when you are ready to disengage from the physicality of this earth. But it is also your gateway to everything that lies beyond the physical realm. It functions beyond any limits and has many applications that will continually assist you on this ascension journey. Now allow me to reiterate a couple of points to be certain that they are imprinted in your awareness and in your field. With the changes that you have made in the first three sessions of this year, along with those that you put in play today, the 12th dimensional Christed matrix has been completely transformed with new and highly enhanced energetics. Those energetics, as you've been told, will be available to you in a step-down version through the eighth dimensional light template. Your eighth dimensional field of light will continue to stably and coherently hold the most rarefied and beyond any concepts of dimensional realms and usable frequencies that will continually adjust as your state of consciousness and being elevates. So take another breath and ground these energetic light frequencies in your field. They must be grounded before they can be utilized. The following transmissions are going to elevate your light energetics to yet another level, the most rarefied to date. So be sure your unified field of cosmic light is still anchored to your Earth star. Set your intention to remain conscious and aware as all of these new energetics continue to flow and activate. From the center of your being, let's begin to journey on this ascension pathway of illumination, leading you to the eighth dimensional field of light. Looking through and beyond it, coming into view, is the most brilliant, swirling, radiant light that you can imagine. A portion of this light moves through the eighth dimensional field and anchors at the apex of the ascension path of illumination. As the mist surrounding the swirling light clears, prepare to welcome and receive the next multifaceted, deeply hued, and luminescent iteration of the 12th dimensional magenta diamond. It is glorious, and the light is otherworldly and ethereal. Take a breath and experience this level of light. The most magnificent golden light is radiating from the center of this 12th dimensional magenta diamond. This level of golden light is now being infused with the next frequency iteration of the platinum rays of ascension. The combined brilliance of the luminescence of the 12th dimensional magenta diamond, the golden light, and the platinum rays is beyond our human ability to comprehend. Breath. Stay conscious and aware. emerging within the center vortex of this brilliant light and presenting to us in their highest elevated bodies of light that we are capable of perceiving from our state of consciousness. Let us welcome the Magdalene and Yeshua. As they greet you, allow yourself to be embraced by their breathtakingly beautiful divine essence. In their presence, your eighth dimensional crystalline sacred heart is opening to its maximum. Feel it expand within your being. Allow it to fill, be filled with the state of frequencies of this light. Be in a state of grace as you receive their sacred blessing, which they are transmitting to you in this very moment. Take another breath. Having received their blessing, Yeshua and Miriam are extending their hands to you, inviting you to join with them in the center of this unimaginable vortex of radiating luminous light. As you enter, you see that there are three chairs placed in a circle. You are offered a seat, and they each take a chair beside you. The Magdalene then extends her hand that is closest to you, palm up, for you to place your palm on hers. Yeshua extends his hand that is closest to you, palm up, and you place your other palm on his. They then join their other hands together, placing them palm to palm. With the circuit complete, be aware of the light frequencies now flowing to and through you in a circular spiraling pattern, moving from one, from the Magdalene to Yeshua to you, the Magdalene to Yeshua and to you. It spirals and spirals. Take another breath and own this moment as the magnificent being of light that you are. Allow yourself to become completely immersed as they both continue emitting higher and higher frequencies of their sacred cosmic light to you. And breathe. Take it all in. Continue to take deep breaths as they begin transmitting this message to you. Our beloved child, welcome. You have done well, and we are both so very proud of all you have accomplished. This journey has returned you at last to the place of remembering who you are and why you chose to incarnate once again in physicality at this time on Earth. Of course, one of those reasons being that in this lifetime, you came to assist in completing the mission we began over 2,000 years ago. Whether you walked the Earth with us in physical form long ago, or were part of the Planning Council, or were one of those in non-physical who spoke to us in our darkest hour, we are with you now to assist, support, and witness as you continue your ascension journey and you complete the Ascension Template. Over these next weeks, you are invited to return to this hallowed space daily and sit with us. We will begin each visit with the joining of palms, as we have today, to set the energetics in motion for that day. During your visits, we will be transmitting and transferring to you some of the elements that were part of our original mission that are still relevant today. Now, some of these aspects will be specific to your soul, spirit, and prime directive. Others will be for your group prime directives and the Ascension Template. But all the energetics and frequencies and transmissions will support you as you continue your mission. You will benefit personally in ways you cannot yet conceive as you continue your walk on this beautiful earth. We will also begin transmitting to you an entirely new sequence of ascension light frequencies. We will also prepare you for the next iteration of the Unity Template and the unlimited creative power of love emanating from Source. over the remaining months of this year, your understanding of the meaning and true essence of the power of love from the realms of Source will increase exponentially as the state of soul and spirit wisdom you possess continues to accelerate. Also, during our times together, multiple significant upgrades and major transformations that are specific to you will be offered. They will require your commitment and participation, however. So as you can see, we have much to accomplish and put in play during our visits, most of which you will not have conscious memory of until the topics are presented in your meetings. We look forward to the experiences we will share. Now we invite you to remain here with us at this time for as long as you would like. But before we end our message to you, we'd like to share with you this memory. At the conclusion of our lifetimes and missions of over 2,000 years ago, each one of us renewed a promise, which had been imprinted and encoded within our souls. The promise was that somewhere in another time, we would come together again and attempt to fulfill the most sacred ancient prophecy ever given. As the end of the Piscean Age is drawing to a close, the conditions are once again favorable. The very last thing that occurred before you left the realm of non-physical, just as you were about to enter your chosen body for this incarnation, we whispered to your beautiful soul these coded ancient words of the prophecy. The time returns.